This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and various leaders across party lines have expressed grief at the passing away of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. President Murmu said in her message, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who also straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister visited Dr. Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay their last respects to the former Prime Minister. Union Ministers Amit Shah, J.P. Nadda, Rajnath Singh, Jyotiraditya Scindia, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, among other leaders, also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. Prime Minister Modi shared a video message on social media paying tributes to Dr. Manmohan Singh. He said, the nation is deeply saddened at the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Mr. Modi said Dr. Manmohan Singh will always be remembered as an honest man, a great economist and a leader who dedicated himself to reforms. The Prime Minister said when Mr. Singh was Finance Minister in the cabinet of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna P.V. Narasimha Rao, he gave the country a new direction in terms of the economy, which was reeling under economic crisis at that time.
पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह जी के निधन ने हम सभी के हृदय को गहरी पीड़ा पहुंचाई है उनका जाना एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भी हमारे लिए बहुत बड़ी क्षति है विभाजन के उस दौर में बहुत कुछ खोकर भारत आना और यहां जीवन के हर क्षेत्र में उपलब्धियां हासिल करना ये सामान्य बात नहीं है अभावों और संघर्षों से ऊपर उठकर कैसे ऊंचाइयों को हासिल किया जा सकता है उनका जीवन ये सीख भावी पीढ़ी को देता रहेगा.
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in his message said India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity and an economist of unparalleled stature. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said Dr. Singh led India with immense wisdom and integrity. The government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. A state funeral will be accorded to the departed dignitary. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of the funeral in all Indian missions and High Commissions of India abroad. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington, D.C. last night. The two leaders held wide-ranging discussions on the progress of the India-U.S. strategic partnership and exchanged views on current regional and global developments. Dr. Jaishankar is on a 6-day visit to the United States from December the 24th. The External Affairs Minister will meet his U.S. counterpart to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. Several parts of the national capital received light rainfall this morning. Layers of fog also engulfed the city, reducing visibility. According to the India Meteorological Department, IMD, the minimum temperature recorded was 11 degrees Celsius at Safdarjung Station. At 8 this morning, Lodhi Road recorded a temperature of 11.4 degrees Celsius. The Weather Department forecast rainfall with thunderstorms in Delhi till tomorrow. Despite rainfall, the air quality of the national capital remains in very poor quality with an AQI of 371 at 10 a.m. today. In women's cricket, third and final ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series between India and West Indies is underway at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. West Indies were 157 for 8 in 37 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to bat first. India have already secured the series, having won the first two matches. And with that, we end this news bulletin.